guide. Make me more.
He took my imperfection, turned it into a masterpiece.
come over me. He changed my life.
Wonderful.
He washed me clean.
Has come over.
He changed me. Dark places in my life, he started to shine his light. I'm so glad he took my mess.
Woo.
He took my wrongs, showed me how to make it right. It's come on. Oh, he woke me up one day with a brand new mind and a brand new heart. And I'm so glad he changed me. When I want to go left, God told me to go right. Yeah, he's come on. When I wanted to hurt my neighbor, God placed love in my heart, and it's come over me. Oh,
a wonderful change has come over.
Come over you. Has a change really come over you? Has a change come over you? Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, you know, Thanksgiving is getting ready to come. And sometimes people go to other people's houses and they bring different things. Amen. It'll be a shame if everybody bought the same thing. Everybody bought chicken, everybody bought tater salad. I said that because I feel like under the unction of the Holy Spirit.
All right.
I have to say this. Dr. Loftner brings the word. Reverend Lee brings the word. My brother Darrell brings the word. Pastor brings the word. And Sister Glory brings the word. But guess what? It all comes from the book.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So it makes no difference. I guarantee you it's going to come out the Bible this morning.
Right.
Is that all right?
All right?
I am a little deep sometimes, but I got to give it to you the way God gave it to me, gives it to me. Is that all right? So sit back in your tent doors and see what God has for you on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus. I do thank you, Father God. I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, God. God, all that I am and all that I hope to be, God, is in you. I thank you this morning, first of all, how you woke me up early this morning and you started me on my way and you gave me another opportunity to get it right, God. And that word that you put deep down in my sanctified soul, God, I'm going to give it just like you gave it to me. And I'm going to thank you in advance, God, for the great things you're going to do through this word. Have your way up in this place. This is the day that you have made. I'm going to still rejoice and be glad in it. Bless your people as only you can do. And we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Put those sanctified hands together and tell God thank you. Tell him thank you. He didn't just wake me up this morning. He woke you up too. Hallelujah. He allowed you to feel the cold air too. Somebody tell him thank you. Tell God thank you. Oh, bless his name. I feel all right. My husband told me to preach that word. Kevin, I'm going to preach that word. I'm going to preach that word this morning. If I don't ever preach it no more, oh God, I do bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Our scripture from this morning will be coming from John 1:1. Right. If you have your Bible, turn to it. Very familiar. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the baby, God. I give you glory.
Amen.
Calm that spirit down, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it, God. We are living in a technology era, and just about everything requires the use of it. Like everything else, technology is very convenient.
Yes, it is.
Just about everything you would like to know can be found on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is the inconvenience of it. When Hurricane Matthew came, you couldn't get your own money out the bank.
Come on.
The wires were down, and there was nothing man could do about it.
Nothing.
When preparing this message, I thought about how it used to be when you were applying for a job.
Mm.
It used to be that you could go to different places and fill out an application. Someone would look it over, and chances were they would call you back if interested and tell you to come on in and start working.
All right.
But these days, when applying for a job, first of all, it has to be done online.
Amen.
You're not visible at all unless there's an entrance in your own line of application. And then an interview is set up to make sure that you are the best candidate for the job in which you apply.
Amen.
Upon applying for the job, hopefully you'll prepare a resume. A resume is a short account of one's career and qualifications prepared, typically by someone applying for a job.
That's right.
Well, my brothers and my sisters, I don't think people know who Jesus really is.
Uh-oh.
And what he can do in their lives.
Uh-oh.
Therefore, this message is for all of those that have reservations about being saved and about Jesus coming into their life. Maybe they don't know what their true identity in Christ can be. So to raise your eyebrows and to arouse your curiosity,
right,
just a little, the message for this morning is a resume of Jesus Christ. Subtopic, he's more than qualified.
All right, now.
Let me start by letting you know, be aware that Jesus' resume remains the same. It doesn't have to be updated like man. His qualifications and power remain the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore.
Amen.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We'll start by reading the cover letter. November 11, 2018. Dear sinner, I am the best candidate for the job of converting sinners because all things were made by me. And without me, nothing was made that was made. John 1:3. As written in the book of Ephesians 3:9, God created all things through me. For me, all things were created that are in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through me and for me. I am before all things, and in all things with me they consist. Colossians 1:16-17. My word created the universe before the human race began. Genesis 2 and 7. I know that I am the best candidate for the job of converting sinners because I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am not only the vine, but I am the way, the truth, the resurrection, and the life.
Come on, come on.
My reason for applying for the fourth stated position is because I am interested in the sinner. I came into the world to seek and save that which was lost. Therefore, I am hereby requesting an opportunity for you to open your minds, your heart, your spirit, and come into me, that I may prove to you that I am,
Amen.
That I am.
All right.
Sincerely, Jesus Christ, resume included.
All right. Amen.
Is God all right?
God
is all right.
All right,
let's go on with the resume. God, I give you glory. What about Jesus' education and training? He said, I am, and I have all knowledge. Well, we need a little experience, Jesus. I am from the beginning of time. I am before the beginning of time, and I'm from everlasting to everlasting. Genesis 1 and 1 reads that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That let me know or be aware of the fact that Jesus was on the scene from the very beginning. Then in the New Testament, John 1 and 1 reads that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. The Word was mentioned 3 times in verse 1, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost.
All right.
The Word is simply an introduction to Jesus Christ himself. In the beginning was Jesus. And Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. Come at somebody, tell God thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's look at the second sentence in this section of the experience of Jesus. He's from everlasting to everlasting. I know that this is true because Isaiah wrote in chapter 9, verse 6, and to you a child is born, and to you a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
Yeah. All right now.
And his name shall be called Wonderful,
Wonderful.
Counselor, the Mighty God.
Yeah.
Then Isaiah called Jesus the Everlasting Father.
Yeah.
Jesus, you told about your experience, but what about your ability? The Bible reads the word ability means to perform. Are you asking me about my power to perform? Let me tell you about my power to perform. I am that I am, and I have the power to deliver. I have the power to humble men, to create life, to preserve believers, and to keep my promise. Ability? Yes, I have the ability. In other words, I have the power. I have the power to make you stand, to supply you with grace. I even have the power to keep what you have entrusted into me.
Right.
I have the power to heal, and I have the power to save completely. I even have the power over death, demons, and hell. I have the power over the forces of nature. Let me tell you, Lee, about my proud employment.
Come on, come on.
I created the universe. I put the galaxies in place. I formed man, and I established heaven and earth by my spoken word, and am currently holding up the word with my power. I told you about my education and training. I told you about my experience, my ability, and my prior knowledge, employment. But just in case you need some character references,
all right, now.
Come on here. I'm going to get ready to tell you about that.
Yeah.
Well, character is a distinguishing feature of a person having notable traits or is a peculiar person. Well, I do have the trait of love. 1 John 4:16, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Secondly, I possess some light. John 1:7. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. Character reference? You want a character reference about Jesus? Well, thirdly, John 8:12 all says, when Jesus said unto them, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 1:56 said, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. I said, Jesus is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Then there is life. Life, Jesus, you have life. John 14:6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming into the Father but by me. Jesus is not only life, but he's everlasting life. Through his power, you might have a life that goes on and on and on. Oh, God, I give you glory. Jesus said, whosoever liveth and believe in me shall never die. John 11:26. John 17:3 also tells of Jesus, the source of eternal life. Life that never ends. Next, there's some wisdom. Character reference, wisdom. All wisdom and knowledge of the earth are hidden in Jesus. Colossians 2:3. He knows all that is in man. He knows all that is in man.
Yes, he does.
Another is comfort. Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is the Father who's full of mercy and all comfort.
Yes,
he comforts us every time we have trouble. So then when others have trouble, we can cover them with the same comfort God gives us. Truth. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Jesus' reference is truth. Truth is changeless. It is a standard which never varies, a treasure which never rusts or fades. Truth is beauty, which never grows old or dies. Truth is perfect. It will never let you down, even when you die. God is truth, absolutely truth. He remains unchangeable yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and the word of God is true. You need another character reference? Come on here, God. I'm strength. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Come on here, another character reference. Forgiveness. John 1:9. But if we confess our sins. You have to confess them, first of all. He will forgive our sins. This was the purpose of his visit to earth, to forgive sin. Matthew 9:6 reads that the Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sin. Jesus, what about another character reference? He's a provider. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. What about just, my God? Jesus is a just God. Matthew 5:4-5 say that you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. He maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. And he sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. Mercy and goodness. That's another character reference. Since Jesus is good, he wants to give his goodness to all who receive it. Psalms 103:8 reads, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. The Lord wants to forgive those who seek him. Isaiah 55:7 reads, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our Father, he will abundantly pardon. God's mercy causes him to give to those who don't even deserve it. 1 Peter 3:9 reads, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but he's long-suffering toward and not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Last but not least, the character trait is eternal. Jesus is eternal. Jesus has always lived. Jesus said before Adam was, I am. John 8:58 says, in the beginning was the Word. We're still looking at Jesus' resume. Let's look and see, when is he available? Hallelujah. Jesus, you know that I am a sinner. When will it be convenient for you to come into my life? You know that I still drink. I'm still on drugs. I'm a whoremonger and I'm a womanizer. I am an adulteress. I am a fornicator. I am a homosexual. I am a lesbian. I am a gossiper. I'm just mean. But I heard Jesus say, I'm able to put your life back together. Oh, right now, I'm a right now God. I will bring all that I am back into your life. You do know that I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beloved and the captain of your salvation. I am the door to eternal life. I am the foundation. I am God's dear son, and I am the head of every man. I am the image of God. I am Jehovah. I am King of the saints. I'm life. I am holy. I am the Nazarene. I am the only begotten of the Father and the Prince of Peace and life. I am the quieter of all your fears. I am your Redeemer. I am the Savior of the world. I am who he is. I am the true vine. I am the unspeakable gift. I am a very present help in the time of trouble. I am he which is, which was, and which is to come. I know all things. And I see all things because I have X-ray vision. I am your yoke fellow. I am the zeal of the Lord of hosts. Somebody tell God thank you. Well, Jesus. He wanted to know what was the salary. When you go apply for a job, you want to know about the salary. Jesus said, no charge. No charge. It has already been paid. Jesus said the work in your life has already been paid in full through my blood. God, I thank you. Children, you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. You see, some 2,000 years ago, I was slain from the foundation of the world. I chose you unto myself and promised eternal life.
Thank you, Lord.
Satan tried to kill me. I was led to Pilate's judgment hall, tried, condemned, and sentenced to the death of execution. The enemy hung me high, and he stretched me wide. I was mocked and spit upon. I hung on the cross until the birds stopped singing. I hung there until the sun stopped shining. I hung there until the moon dripped away in blood. I hung on the cross until I died. I was taken down from the cross and placed in the borrowed tomb.
Yes.
I stayed in the heart of the earth for 3 days. But on the third day, just like Abba Father said, I got up. I got up with all power entrusted in my hand. Your responsibility now is to commit initially and on a daily basis to trust and obey my word. I love you so much, and I want to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can think or ask, according to the power that worketh in you. I have done so much for you in your life, and I want to do even more. This is a brief resume, but if you need other character reference, they are available in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Read the blueprint and you will see that I am qualified. I am more than qualified. A resume of Jesus Christ. He's more. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name.
Hallelujah.
We can believe God for things. We'll believe God for a car. Oh, yes, we will. We'll believe God for a big, pretty house. Oh, yes, we will. But we won't believe him for cancer. We won't believe him for sugar diabetes. You've seen the resume. He's more than qualified. Everything you need is up in the Word. I tried him for myself. And I know that he's qualified. He's more than qualified. Oh, bless his name. He's more than qualified. Oh, bless his name. Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. Oh, yes, I do. God, I've done what you told me to do. I've done it with grace, God. And I should have blessed these, your people. Ask them to reflect on their old resume, God. And let them know that you're the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Let them know, God, that you will in no way turn them down. That you've already paid the price way back on Calvary. Bless your people in the weeks to come, God. I thank you and I praise you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.